Hey, listeners, welcome to the Joshua and Maria Cribbs podcast. I am your host, Maria Cribbs, along with my husband, Josh Cribbs. How's everybody doing today? How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, like the number eight.
That's so corny, man.
Because, you know, eight is like completion. It's an infinite number, and it has
infinite. It's an infinite number.
Well, I'm doing good. It's sunny outside. I'm in good spirits. Although, we have a baseball game tonight, and I don't want to go.
So. Your son don't want to go either.
I was just hoping you could take him tonight, because...
Definitely, I will be there, but we're both going.
Why do we both have to go? That's the...
Because we have to support our children and all that they do.
I went on Tuesday.
It's not a competition. You can't take off like
that's
that.
The luxury of having two parents in the home, because, you know... When one is busy and has something to do, which I don't.
Right. Exactly. I'm glad you answered your own question. What type of parent tries to get out of their child's activity?
I don't have to go to every game. I want to lay at home and read my book.
I don't have to go to every game.
Or would it be wrong to go out there and read the book? Like, say,
no, it wouldn't be wrong.
Okay.
So go out there, read your book, and occasionally look up, because it means a lot to them for you to be there.
They're not gonna remember none of this.
Yes, they
and
they're will.
They're still ungrateful.
They won't be grateful now, but they'll be grateful later. I promise you that. This
I wouldn't
is
mind
true.
Having some now and laters.
Some now and laters.
Yeah, okay, so what's going on, listeners? I hope you are having a wonderful day. Whether you're in your car or at home listening, we really appreciate. We just can't say enough how. We really appreciate the support we've been getting from our podcast.
Yes, it's
all
tremendous.
The feedback we've been getting. Really appreciate all the DMs and the tweets and the. We just really appreciate your support because, you know, when you're doing these things, you don't know how people are going to respond to it. So we are excited for your responses and replies, and we thank you for your support. I just want to throw it out there. Sorry.
Yeah.
What you got for
great
us today,
work.
Babe?
Okay, so look, what do you think about? You know, let's talk not really politics, but kind of go into how, you know, I was watching CNN.
Which you always do. Oh, my God.
And MSNBC. Just watching the news.
I'm like,
and
I Word
saw
Network or TBN just for 10 minutes.
But
Lord.
Look, how do you respond to Melania Trump dissing her husband, Donald Trump, on the runway?
So that was on CNN?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was only on my little Hot Topic show.
They played it. No, they played it.
Wendy Williams.
They played the mess out of it. Just to kind of show you the language.
Like, get that out of here.
He was trying to hold her hand like, come on, let's pose for the picture.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay, so listen.
They was walking.
They were walking. Listeners, okay, so look, if you haven't, you know, I'm sure you probably, only if you've been living under a rock, have you not heard this story. But Trump and President Trump and the first lady, Melania Trump, were they over in Israel or something? They were somewhere.
Well, it don't matter. They were
getting off their
They were getting off the plane.
The picture up for them, babe. They were getting off the plane. You know, they're walking down the steps, down the red carpet. And then, you know, people out there shaking hands and everything. And President Trump goes to reach for his woman's hand.
So they can walk together.
And he was denied. It was like, get that out of here. Get that trash out of here.
Access denied.
Yeah.
It was like she blocked his
she
shot
wasn't
or something.
It.
Like she smacked his shot like LeBron did.
Yeah.
Curry.
Yes.
Like, man, get that
get
out of
that
here.
Get that trash.
Man.
Get that what sweet stuff out of here.
You know
right.
how he blocked his shot and was like.
Exactly.
What you doing,
she's like, don't
man?
You dare try to hold my hand. Okay, so look, I have mixed feelings about it because, you know, we are, I guess, local celebrities, you could say.
I don't think. Go ahead.
You're known all over the country, but in Cleveland, we're probably like local or whatever. I feel like it's hard to be in the public eye when you're in a relationship if you're, you know, if you have
having issues.
Yeah, like, do you have to always put up? I don't believe in always putting up a united front, you know, and even though they're playing the videos over and over of Melania Trump doing that and swatting his hand out of there, she clearly was not feeling her husband that particular day. But, you know, Michelle Obama did it, too.
That's what I'm about to say.
Not that
Michelle Obama did it, too, but the fact that they're not going to always be. I didn't take it as, oh, man, he definitely shouldn't be our president because his wife don't even like
him. He can't even keep his wife under control.
That lets you know that it's a real marriage. And I don't even want to I don't want to go into the fact that it's a real marriage.
For hire. I don't know.
But look, but you can see that's something that was real from it. Because if you're married or in a relationship, You know that you argue, you're not always on good terms.
Right.
And for the world to see that, I think, and this is why I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
What did I say? I forgot.
Well,
what
you
I said
you don't agree with the whole United Front thing. I feel like if you are a public figure, you have a duty to have a united front because everybody's watching and they're looking at you for an excuse to either be positive or excuse to be negative. Now, Melania Trump has just unconsciously given everyone, every woman, the ability to do the same thing to their wife, to their husband in public.
Yeah, public girl, figures. Swipe that hand, honey. Like, yeah, get out of here. He ain't all that.
And
he might be the president.
He might be the president. Where that voice come from?
I'm from Texas, you know.
Oh, man, stop it. But look, I feel like, you know, you have to show that united front because.
No, I disagree.
But
the
reason why is because people are watching you and you're held to a standard because it's like you give people hope.
But I feel like that's what makes couples and that's what makes people real.
That's what makes
the authentic. I'm not saying I want to see you out here. You know, if y'all fight like Ike and Tina in the privacy of your own home and you up here at the restaurant doing it out in public. No, but there's going to be times where, I mean, this how she swatted it away. You could clearly tell it was an issue. Like she must have been upset with him. But I don't agree with putting on a front, a happy front all the time. Like they're united, they're married. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. She could be as mad as heck at him and he can be as ignorant as she might feel that he is, but they're still married. I don't think no looking a particular way in the public's eye makes you more married than not. I feel like that makes you real to me. When I see, oh, she ain't feeling him like I ain't feeling I wasn't feeling my husband last week. That actually made me like her more. Now, when I saw him, what did he do? Remember he did something? Where we were like, oh, look at him. You could tell they don't love each other. He didn't even reach for her hand.
Because it happened more than once.
Yeah, but it
going
keeps,
up the plane.
With them, it keeps happening.
Look,
that's
going up the plane.
And it happened a few other times, too.
Right.
But with him, it keeps happening. So it's like, do you love this woman? Is this a real marriage?
Or does she love you? Well, yeah. That's not even, I don't want to talk about if it's a real marriage. Because if you look at, you know, the first ladies, the wives go along with what the husband looked like.
Josh, I'm not a fan of Trump being our president.
No, I'm talking about simply
the
this.
Obamas were guilty of that too. She would. It was the one time when that lady was yapping his ear off when they got up and came back.
You're missing
Michelle
my point.
Sat right there, like we're not gonna have this.
You're missing my point.
What was your point?
My point is not about the being mad at each other. It was the fact that, you know, was it real or not? And that's why I don't want to talk about was it real or not, but I'm making this point that if you look at all the other presidents' wives, they look like they belong to their husband. Like, oh yeah, they were in love back in the day.
Yeah.
If you look at Trump and Melania, you're like, no, he got money, so he got this wife.
Yeah,
that
I
look
mean,
like
people
that.
Get, I mean, I'm not and, judging. People get married for all types of reasons. So.
But what I'm saying is that disagreement that they had publicly humanized them to say, okay, maybe, you know, he may have paid for, you know, her and she, you know, is in his life, but now it's real.
Yeah, because there are a lot of cultures
yes.
who arrange marriages and they don't necessarily know each other or like each other. You
but
know,
it's not
but
so much
grow,
of
you
a
can grow to love each other. You have,
but it's not
someone.
So much of a downfall from like the one how the looks.
So you hold on, you lightweight just say you agree with me and how
definitely don't agree.
Yeah,
with you.
Yeah, you did by showing that spat made them like humanize them to you.
It humanized them,
okay.
But at the same time,
and that's what I'm saying.
That's the president and first lady.
So
like
they're
of
still
the
human.
United States,
they're still human.
Fact.
They're still human.
Look, the words united is in that. They're the POTUS and it's like they're the United States, so they have to be a united front because they don't speak just for themselves. They speak for the company,
but
the country,
they're human.
And
they're
every
human.
Citizen.
They're human.
Well,
they're,
yes.
And like I said,
I don't want my president to be human,
our
man.
Previous
be superhuman.
President and his wife would do the same thing. I've never seen him blatantly just diss her or, you know, like Melania swatted that hand out the way. But it's been times where Michelle Obama had that look on her face like, Brock, if you don't get out, if you don't let that woman.
Did you just call him Brock? Sound
I,
like you
I'm,
said
I'm
Brock?
Acting like I'm Michelle.
Brock?
And when she said, Brock, if you don't get out that woman's face, she getting a little too chimmy with you. Back
right,
it up.
Right.
And they've criticized her for having that angry black woman look. When it's not an angry black woman look, it's this woman over here in my husband's face and my husband giggling a little too much. Both of them about to get sucker punched.
My husband giggling too much.
Yeah.
You a sucker punch. Yeah. Had a first lady sucker.
But if she was
me.
About that united front, she would sit there and, oh, yes. Oh, I love. Yes. Thank you for the. Thank
That's
you
her voice.
I'm just saying, if you want to be all fake and phony, she would do all that smiling all the time and acting like a United front. But as soon as she get on that plane, what's the plane called?
Air Force One.
She'd be up there jacking them up. No, I mean, that I like when I see transparencies in couples. I don't have to see your, you know, all your business, but I don't like when people come around. Like, we've had couples, Josh, that come around and I call them posers. They posing.
Well, I just want to
make it just seem like they just so in love and my husband does nothing wrong and I just like to encourage him and love on him. And every couple that we've met in the NFL and outside the NFL that have posed like that to me, and I always had like a little red flag up about them because I feel like they're not being authentic or something's up. None of them are together anymore. And me, the one that kind of, I'm transparent. I'm like, Josh get on my nerves sometimes. No, I don't feel like going to his game today.
There are times that we have to show a united front. Even, you know, and this is, I guess this is where I disagree with you, because when you're a public figure, when people look at you to lead them, when people look at you and say, God, I want that. I want what they have. They won't say that if every time they see us, or the one time they see us up close, we're arguing, fussing, and fighting in public. That's not transparency. Well, that's crazy.
Been in a relationship.
That's crazy.
And especially a marriage knows there is no perfect marriage. I don't care. You can show me the most genuine.
That's not the topic, though.
Feeding each other across the table, the couple that's just smiling and all their Instagram photos.
That's not the topic.
And I'll show you a couple that has problems. That is the topic, because what I'm saying is, me and you have, I don't feel the need to put up a united front. When we go places, we're together. Whether we just arguing in the car or whatever, I know how to put it to the side and sit by you in church. I don't go sit across the other way.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's not putting up a united front. It's
because sometimes you
we're
do
married.
Sit.
We're together. Still gonna sit with my husband, but sometimes I'm still mad at him.
Sometimes you do want to sit on the other side.
But I don't.
But then we're putting up a united front.
No, we just
because we're united.
I'm mature enough to know that we're now, still, regardless of how mad I am, we're now, still married. So I'm still gonna walk this way with you. I'm not gonna if you reach for my hand though, I might like, swat it out like Melania
side.
Did. Yeah,
I'm sitting on this side.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah,
but she did swat that hand. Like,
I'm mad at you.
Denied. I feel like he's trying to get better though, because at first it was like he would always walk without her. I think he's just so used to. When I look at them, I look at, he's just so used to not being around her. Maybe he's always out of town on business.
And he's used to not having to do that.
Yeah, I just felt like he was just slipping, not grabbing her hand, not making sure she walks before him, because that's just something that probably he wasn't used to.
And I feel like she's not used to it either. She's like,
you ain't held my hand in 7 years. Don't try to reach for my hand now. These cameras right here.
And she's like, I'm the first lady. I can have a disagreement with you now. Yeah. You gonna look bad, not me.
Right. I'm like on Scandal when I'm what's Alania. Her name? Fitch's wife, what's her name?
Melanie Grant.
Yeah, she can hold all kind of things over his head now. She has leverage. You're like, I ain't got to hold your hand. Shoot.
But when I speak of you funny. When I speak of United Front, I mean, you know, you can't. I related to this. I always would have at my autograph signings, I would have bodyguards, but they weren't bodyguards. They were basically people, the people who answered or did things that I couldn't. So they would be seen in a bad light, not me. So even at the games at Browns training camps, I would say, if you want me to go, take the marker out of my hand, because it's going to be a fan that he almost had my autograph, but I had to leave. And that's all he would see and notice of me, is the one time that I couldn't sign his autograph. That's all it takes, is one time for you to affect somebody's life. So I had the staff or bodyguards, that when I'm done, they have to take the marker out of my hand, so it's not to make me look bad. And because it's only takes this one time. And I feel like as a couple, if you're a public figure or people look at you to uphold this standard, like, man, I want to be like them. And all it takes is one time for them to, you know, for you to destroy their whole image of you, and thus destroying their whole image in the sanctity of marriage, period. To say like, man, I don't want to be married. You see, they look at them. They fighting and fussing. No, she ain't want to hold his hand.
I would have to disagree with you. I don't agree.
Why did you give me that? This is that deep name. Voice. Like,
this is caller Marcus on the line. And
you sound like Coming to America.
No, Josh, I would have to disagree with you.
I want you and your friend.
I think as millennials, which we are millennials.
We're late millennials. Don't try to put us in that bracket.
Anyone in their 30s is a millennial, sweetheart.
You and your four. And your
well, the 40s? Devil is a liar. No, I'm not.
Okay. Right. Millennial.
Millennials. Now we're looking. We're just drawn to a different.
You just dynamic. Barely out of the baby boomers.
Whatever you want to say.
I'm joking, man.
But
you're
older than me, though. So okay.
Oh yeah, man, that's football.
And them bones ache more than mine. So come on now. Who's really older than who? Don't come for me unless I stand for
you
guys.
Why you getting
personal? Don't come for me. All right. Okay. So what I was saying
you
was
sound like Eartha Kitt.
Millennials. Us as millennials,
like
I believe that we look more for authenticity. Authenticity. Transparency. We're looking for a greater dynamic than we like to see people that are flawed. We like to see that you're not perfect, because if you're perfect, I can never get to that, because that's just not even on my agenda. I'm struggling with this and that. I like people who I see flaws and who I know are open and honest with their flaws, and I just respect you more. I don't like when people front like I have it all together and they putting on this mask, and then they might have people who they go home to and reveal them real selves to. But when I'm looking for friendship or like a leader, I don't want someone to play me like they're perfect. I'd rather see you dehumanized than I don't agree with putting up on a front. I don't agree with you acting a fool with your spouse in public.
Right.
But I don't agree with you trying to. I don't look for a perfect leader. I don't.
OK, so when you say putting up a front, what I take from it is.
Like you said,
think,
unite at front. Like, we got to always look united.
I think,
knew you felt that way, because I never rolled
transparency,
that way.
When you say transparency, right?
A level of transparency. I don't even
and
know.
You say that makes them humanize and all these good characters. Like, oh, man, they real to me. I feel like the people you are genuinely, the people who you are will shine through. And they will see that. They were like, oh, man, the Cribs. Mm-hmm. Let's take us, for instance. They are such good people, because when somebody talk to you and have a conversation with you personally, they'll say, oh, man, she took the time to talk to me. Oh, she's such a good person. Oh, she's so down to earth. Did you hear how she was talking?
But I'm
oh,
being
look at
me.
Him. He's so
I'm being me.
Oh, look at him. He's talked so good and he took the time. See, that's what makes you likable and lovable.
We're not saying likable. What I'm
saying. No, everything, every quality that you're saying about the transparency.
No,
and everything,
because there are people out there who put on, who wear a mask all day, and I know that it gets frustrating for
like
people to
if
do
you're
that.
Not
then they go home and
figure,
take off this
right.
mask, and they're exhausted because they have been putting up a front all day. What I think people are getting smarter now. People are not.
See, I'm talking about public figure.
It's like when you meet somebody and they so nice, and you meet them, like you see them a week later, and they just a totally different person, because.
Right.
Some people don't know how to keep that mask on all the time, but there are some people who are very crafty and they do a very a good job at keeping that mask on.
If you can't
and
see my wife right now, she got both hands up.
Yeah,
and she's
because
yelling,
I'm like, you
are. You look
just,
like you spitting
don't be
balls,
fool. Don't
like
be,
rapping.
Yeah, but you know I am rapping. You know,
you
that's
like
what
you
I do.
Flowing,
I
like you battle
like
rapping.
Yes, I flow. I like, rap. I do.
And if you can't
yes.
look at this,
I just with me and I mean I'm not. I can't judge. I can only judge
man.
What I think
I'm
of myself, because I'm gonna of course think highly of myself.
Yeah,
I feel like with me.
I'm your hype man.
You get with you what
you
see.
You see.
You do get what you see.
You
gonna see. Fun Maria, I get attitude sometimes because
attitude.
I don't feel like being bothered. I don't
bother.
Feel like calling or texting or calling somebody back.
Texting.
I don't feel like having company. I don't feel like coming over your house. Like just like I said earlier, I don't even feel like going to my son's baseball game. With me, it's no. You don't have to guess with me. Some
okay.
people are so crafty and wearing these masks and posing and putting
right,
on.
You said that.
That you really you can get confused.
So I'm not, and I don't want you to, because you're talking about people. And I'm talking about, you know, we just went from the first lady.
And couples too. There are couples that put on.
Yes, but you're talking about
you
couples
know we
and
had
you're talking
argument.
About people.
You better not
but
let
I'm
them
talking
know.
About, I'm talking about, we just went from the president of the United States and then public figures. I'm not talking about people. Because
I'm talking
if
about
you're,
it all.
If you don't have, if you don't hold a particular status, don't fake, don't be out here faking like everybody watching you. And you got a following, so you gotta be fake and phony in public.
But
we're somewhat, you know, looked at as a standard to be reached, something to be admired. And I don't hold that. I don't take it for granted. I embrace that people look up to me, that kids look up to me, that couples look up to me. I embrace that. But if you're, you know, like yeah, like you said, anybody that would hang around us or. Even regular people in public out there faking like they
got it all together. That's a hard image to keep
hard
up.
Life
that
yes.
I got it all together.
It's,
that I'm
it's
perfect.
Definitely hard.
Yeah, but
definitely.
But you kind of in the beginning of the podcast, you lightweight said you agree not, with putting up a happy not, front.
Yes, if you're.
But when have you ever?
If you are people,
well,
if
you
you're a person of
me?
Interest,
I don't agree.
What? When
Jay-Z
I haven't done it with you,
Lemonade, they got problems.
Yeah, they saw that
and,
on
and
the
people, and people love them
everybody,
for it. They respected them for it. Like, thank you. They go through what we go through. That makes you human.
I got you.
I understand what you're saying. When you're a leader,
it's to it. Yeah,
when you're a leader, there's a particular
right. You just some things you can't do.
But when I find out I got a leader that's faking like he perfect and he's not, that would disappoint me even more than having a leader that say, "Look, I'm not perfect. I done
right.
been through this. I done cheated on my wife. I done, you know, went through foreclosure. I done had cars repossessed. Shoot, I don't like my in-laws." I'd rather have someone who's trans. You don't have to.
But see, you
everything.
Can't. You're
you can
forcing
say,
yourself.
You can just say
on everyone else.
You can just say, "Hey, I'm not perfect. We all fall short of His
right.
glory. Like,
but
God has blessed me, and I'm able to be a leader. But I'm not perfect. I have flaws. I struggled to get here. You know. But
yeah,
when people,
I don't want you to. Because we hold other people sometimes to our own expectations. So it makes us angry at them. It's like even our kids. Sometimes we get mad at our children, for being kids and making mistakes. But we can't hold other people to our expectations of them and say, "Oh my gosh, why are they out there faking?" Because in their realm, in their reality, they're doing the best they can for them. And it might work for them. So who are we to say, "Oh, y'all faking and this and this and that"? Maybe that works for them. And so I'm just speaking for public figures and people of influence, that sometimes you have to maintain the ironclad, you know, look when you're out in public, the united front, when you have people who look up to you to be just that. Because you give them hope for their relationship and anything that they may be going through. You give them hope.
I don't.
So we just agree, right?
I just want to know, to what level do you think? I don't. It's okay
to what
know,
level?
I'm not saying I want to see Trump
public
and Melania
figures,
like
public
fist
figures.
Fighting.
No, public but, figures. Like, if you ain't
so
nobody,
you're saying all public figures have a duty and an obligation to just always be presented in the best light possible.
Well, my question is,
it's crazy,
why
because
don't
you're a public figure, and I don't, at least I don't operate that way, and I never.
But we're not in public. We never in public out there cussing each other out and this and this and that. And it's a time and place for everything. I'd be so upset that I don't have words to say if we're in public and we're public figures and you out there dogging me in public. When you know everybody's watching, and then you're going to scream, "Oh, we transparent, we real." No, I think that's silly. I don't want to see no couple
yeah,
out there
and
yelling
and
arguing in the
I
street.
And I said that too, but I don't think that Melania swatting his hand was like the worst thing in the world. I
and
think that
only,
made her human
It
to
only
me.
Made news because that's the president of the United States. Every camera is on you. All the time, always, when you're in public.
So that means, because I'm the president of the United States, I should have my woman in check.
Hey, no, that means I'm the president of the United States. I'm going to let you know, don't hold my hand when I'm mad at you, dude. Like that. That's what Melania's, Donald, do not hold my hand.
You will not.
In public, okay? It makes me mad. I'm mad at you. Is that, that's my best impression.
Hey, that was good, though.
I'm mad at you, Donald.
You might know her.
Donald, I am mad. So don't you ever
Josh,
do that.
Stop right now.
Don't
stop.
Do that. Donald, don't. Don't.
Hey.
Don't. Maria, don't do that.
Don't
do
me
that
in, Melania.
To Josh.
Melania, don't put me in that. I ain't got nothing to do with you.
Maria,
head.
Don't do that to Josh. Okay? It's not Joshua's fault.
Josh.
Joshua deserves another chance. It's not Joshua's fault, okay? Maria, don't be a hot ghetto mess.
Josh.
Okay?
You...
Okay, and I am the floatus, okay?
Oh,
my
God.
I am floatus, and you are Maria. Yeah. Don't do that to Josh. No.
Okay.
Hey, I'm about to start speaking African.
You lightweight started getting a little Jamaican yeah. accent with it. I'm like,
don't do that
where are you from?
Josh.
Where where you from, Melania? Make up your mind. You are crazy. Okay.
Nah, we good. We good.
We good. That's good. That's we good. Yeah, okay, we good. So listeners, let us know what you think. Do you think that it's important to uphold a certain level of
class
or togetherness?
Status. United front.
That's where that whole Bow Wow challenge came from. People right. faking and posing.
No, I don't think it's people. I think that when you're somebody of influence, you have a certain duty.
You don't have to maintain an image.
Yeah, I think that it's like, not Bow even Wow just your
be,
image.
He could have been like, sometimes I fly private.
I think it's respect too.
Sometimes I'll
that's
I,
a different
I
topic,
fly commercial.
Man. That's a different topic. Man.
I'm just saying
that's
it's all about topic. Posing. It's we'll about get posing. That. Putting on. Stop putting on.
Don't
take
make
that
it
mask.
Look, because I feel like you're trying to get people to agree with you now. Because I don't agree with
the
posing.
The way the day and age is going.
I don't
know?
Agree with posing. And that's another topic for us. We're gonna
social
talk about
media.
That.
You post the best and hide the rest. And we gotta stop posing. So listeners, let us know what you think. Chime in on our websites, MariaCribs.com, JoshCribs,
.com,
JoshCribs16.
On IG and Twitter, holler at us. Let us know what you think.
Or Mrs. Maria Cribs 16 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yeah. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Let us know. We want to hear your feedback. And thank you guys for supporting. Have a good day.